Good morning, Bob.
Morning.
We'll get started with Matt.
Morning, Bob. I don't think we've seen any like a lineup for this morning. Who do you have catching to start?
Austin Allen.
Any particular reason for wanting to get a look at him first?
He's the incumbent. I mean, he was here last year, and yeah, I mean, we'll get several starts. Perez will get some starts. Certainly, Garcia will get some starts. Probably those three the most.
Manolo.
Hey, good morning, Bob. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Fine, thanks. Last year, you guys had a little bit of a scary situation, when it was uncharted waters for most teams, when Luzardo was with the COVID. At least you had the comfort zone that knowing that he was good all the time, he was in good shape. He just needed to be negative. This year, another situation with Frankie Montas, but he's coming back sooner than later. How important is that for you to know that now you have all your starters in camp? And how advanced is he right now? Is he able to do something now with the A's in camp?
Yeah, I think he was gonna just be in catch mode for 3 or 4 days. Then he'll throw a couple bullpens, and then he'll throw a couple simulated type situations, and then in game. So a little bit behind, but we still feel like by the end of camp, he should be in position to be ready for the season.
Yeah, well, this year, because of the protocols, you guys are going to be playing a lot of 7-inning games. And I understand that if managers want to play 5 innings, it will be fine for both teams. Many people in the past have said that maybe spring training is rather too long. You think that probably this COVID situation of 7 innings is something should be taken care of, maybe studied for the future, having a lot more 7-inning games in normal spring trainings?
I'm not so sure. I mean, you want to condition yourself for a 9-inning game. So, I mean, maybe early in camp, but spring training is the position players will tell you that spring training's 2 week, 10 days, 2 weeks too long, but it's more about, getting your starting pitchers up to where they can potentially go out and throw in a regular spring training, 100 pitches. So that's why you have the length of spring training that you do.
Vince.
Good morning, Bob. What does the day feel like? Just getting a chance to play against somebody else and, make your signs and make out a lineup card and get a season started.
Yeah, it's definitely more exciting. And the fact that we have fans in the stands today, that's exciting too. So you don't really know how that's going to feel until you get there, but anytime you start games, there's a different feeling to it. I woke up this morning with a little bit more, I wouldn't say urgency, but a little bit more adrenaline because you are playing a game, and we happen to have the Dodgers on the first game. So, yeah, I mean, it's kind of like a marker in spring training. You get through the pitchers and catchers portion, then you get to the position player workouts, and then you get to games, and games is when you start evaluating.
A little bit of a travel ball feel, guys kind of driving over in their uniforms and just walking on the field, getting loose and getting ready to play.
I guess, yeah. I mean, the Dodgers are actually hitting over at our place today on the back field, a limited number of them. So I think each team's probably handling things a little bit differently, but it will. It's to play a home game and drive over there 45 minutes before the game with your bag is going to feel a little bit different. But it's the COVID era, and there are a lot of things that feel different.
And finally, has Murph caught any bullpens for you yet?
He's catching. I don't think he's caught a bullpen, but he played catch yesterday and looked pretty good. So, you just make sure the scar heals in there and you don't get any tearing of that. The last thing he'll do is hit. I think he's a little bit of ways from that, but just to see him catching and actually playing catch to me is kind of remarkable.
Max.
What's the plan for Tony Kemp in games this spring? Is he working mostly at second or left or a little or outfield or a little bit of both?
A little both. Yeah, he's going to play second base today. But we'll have him in the outfield too. We have some guys, we're a little banged up in the outfield. Kai Tom's not able to play yet. Barrera still hasn't gotten through. all the protocols. Sky Bolt's got a little thing going on that he's not going to be able to play yet. So we're a little behind it, you know, as far as outfielders go. So Tony will get some of that. You know, I was looking at it today and, you know, I think the seven innings for us is more prudent with position players right now than it is pitching. So, you know, there's always something that you're having to work around.
What's Bolt's issue right now?
A little bit of a shoulder thing, but he should be, I don't know, several days, hopefully just several days away.
Okay. Thank you, Bob.
Okay.
Thanks, Bob.